Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Read It For Me. I'm your host, Steve Cunningham, and while you were sleeping, I was reading The Shift by Scott Davis. It should be no surprise by now that the world is changing at a pace that even Usain Bolt can't keep up with. As if it wasn't tough enough that the tenure of the average CMO is barely long enough to let the paint dry in the office, you're now tasked with figuring out how your company is going to leverage the Web 2.0 revolution. Not the most enviable position to be in. Or is it? Scott Davis would have us believe that not only is this a great time to be a marketer, it's the perfect time for marketing to reclaim a seat at the boardroom table and help drive strategy for the entire organization, not just create marketing tactics. Here are the five shifts that Davis says marketers need to make to go from tactician marketer to visionary marketer. Buckle your seatbelts, put your tray tables and seat backs into the upright and locked position. It's transformation time. Shift number one, from creating marketing strategies to driving business impact. It's no longer sufficient to show up to the table with a communication strategy. You need to show up to the table with a strategy on how you're going to grow the business. Here's how Barry Judge, the CMO of Best Buy, puts it. Once you understand the business and how you make money, you'll start to become immune from grandstanding for what marketing just does. You'll start labeling your budget as a growth budget. You'll deploy these dollars to drive the business. I put our money where we have the best chance of improving the overall business. It also helps to understand what's going on in the CEO's head. According to Davis, there are five buckets that are likely occupying your boss's mind. He or she wants to 1. Increase shareholder value. 2. Drive smart and efficient growth. 3. Improve operational efficiency. 4. Inspire the talent base. And 5. Reinvent the business. Well, as it turns out, there are three things that are critical to success in getting the CEO to view you as a trusted advisor. First, you need to leverage your ability to take customer insights and turn them into market impact. In fact, Davis suggests that you take on the innovation pipeline as a true portfolio. For tactician marketers used to executing direct marketing and advertising campaigns, this sounds a little nuts. After all, you've got R&D and engineering teams to do that, right? The prevailing wisdom today is that innovation should be customer-led, or at the very least, customer-centric. And who has the deepest understanding of customers' needs, wants, and dreams? You do. Tune in to future episodes on innovation to learn exactly how to do that. Second, you need to show up with a P&L mindset. This means understanding the business from end to end and understanding the drivers of profitability. Third, you need to earn credibility and trust across your peer set and in the executive suite. How do you do that? Well, balancing the focus on long-term strategy and short-term numbers is a good start. And then your job is to keep the conversation about your growth strategy alive. Shift number two, from controlling the message to galvanizing your network. According to Davis, we're now in the network era, the third era of modern marketing. The first era was the golden age of advertising, where marketers were in total control of the message and three martini lunches were the norm. The second era came along with the advent of the internet, which allowed two-way communications, and we could actually solicit and receive feedback from customers. However, this third era we are in is bringing about the most rapid and gut-wrenching change for marketers because all of the rules are being rewritten. Our customers can not only talk to us, but they can talk to each other and organize themselves on a scale that we couldn't even imagine 10 years ago. This is either the biggest threat or the biggest opportunity you've ever seen. Navigating this world can be a daunting task. Here are some things you can do to make it a manageable process. First, you need to understand your complete network of stakeholders, and this might not be as easy as it sounds. You have stakeholders who are directly involved in the value delivery, like customers, suppliers, and employees, those directly influencing the purchase decision, like media, blogs, and content aggregators, and finally, those shaping the market context, like industry analysts, advocacy groups, and government regulators. Second, you need to map out the touch points across these stakeholder groups. It helps to categorize them in the different stakeholder groups. Lastly, and this is the hard part, You need to create what Davis calls a virtuous cycle of network building, managing, and influencing across all touch points. Easy, right? Oh yes, you also need to manage all of this with both the short term and the long term in mind. What's the best way to start in this new networked world? Davis tells us that we need to start making small investments in a few networks to show the impact that they have. Then keep doing what works and stop what doesn't. At least that part is simple. Shift number 3, from incremental improvements to pervasive innovation. Incremental improvements, or how innovation used to be managed, included a new product pipeline usually managed at the divisional or functional level. Everything happened in isolation. Pervasive innovation, on the other hand, explores not only new products and services, but new business models, customer experiences, and even new cultures and mindsets. It's the opening of your company to a complete transformation. At the heart of this shift is a push towards customer-led innovation. And why should marketing be the ones to lead this push? Because they're the closest to the customer insights required to make this happen. The formula requires the combination of insights and business acumen that only marketing can hope to deliver. Inviting this feedback can be a scary prospect for traditional marketers and traditional companies because it requires a certain loss of control over the process. But companies like Procter & Gamble, Google, Adobe, and Best Buy are paving the trails for the rest of us. And if you're looking for results, in 2007, GE returned $30 billion in new revenues based on $7 billion in investment using these principles. Not a bad return. As it turns out, the best way to take advantage of this third shift is to pair it with the second shift. As Davis says, visionary marketers can become the hub inside the network wheel, connecting all of the internal and external networks and data sources together to look for the newest, biggest, and best ideas. Who has the best ideas? Well, who knows? That's the point. It could be employees, customers, competitors, vendors, consultants, universities, and even online communities. The days of needing the ideas to be invented within your organization are over. How far can we take this? Well, Starwood Hotels became the first company in history to open up a new hotel brand within Second Life, where it invited customers to experience and give feedback on the new hotel before even one brick was laid in the real world. That is pretty far. Shift number 4, from managing marketing investments to inspiring marketing excellence. Barry Judge says, no one is interested anymore in just seeing awareness levels or only return on investment for our communication efforts. They want to hear ideas about how to help double the size of the company and what role marketing and all functions will play in getting there. There are a number of factors driving this shift. Marketing is being held to account for their investments with the demand that goals be tied more closely to the top line growth than ever before. Products are increasingly becoming commoditized, requiring each marketing dollar to work harder than ever before. And finally, measurement tools are becoming increasingly sophisticated, meaning that there's no excuse not to measure tangible results. Core to your success in making this shift is experimentation. In places where you're taking the road less traveled, you're not going to nail it on the first try. However, don't take that as a license to try a bunch of stuff without a strategy behind it. You need to embed the analytical results of the test and learn approach against all of the marketing levers: price, product, place, and promotion, Kotler's 4 P's. Your goal? Take that approach and create a strategic playbook that has just enough details to execute. Remember, you're looking for opportunities to double the company, not just meet your short-term unit targets. Shift number 5, from an operational focus to a relentless customer focus. If you've worked through the first 4 shifts, it's likely you've run into some internal resistance and perhaps even some turf wars as you start biting off more than marketing traditionally has to chew on. However, you and I both know somebody who doesn't give a damn about all that. The customer. The customer doesn't see departments or silos in their experience. All they see is their experience. We've heard this one before. But with most things worth doing in business, it's much easier said than done. According to a recent study by the CMO Council's 2008 Marketing Outlook, the largest struggles a CMO faces include organizational culture and senior management mindset. meaning that the rest of the executive suite doesn't want you at the table. So in most organizations, the story goes like this. Marketing is disconnected from the real goals of the business, so it gets dismissed, and then marketing settles into the traditional role of tactician marketer, and then the cycle begins again. This, of course, means you have little or no shot at influencing the customer life cycle. Shift not accomplished. Remember, the principle is incredibly simple, and for heaven's sakes, don't go and try to preach that the customer should be in the center of the universe. Your job, if you're to be a visionary marketer, is to align the rest of the organization towards making that a reality. The single best way we know to do this? Build the business case. Prove that a focus on the customer will literally make the organization more money than focusing on the organization itself. Start building alliances within the rest of the organization. This will start to look a little bit more like a game of Survivor than you'd want it to, but that's the job. Throughout all of this, keep in mind that you're fighting for one person, the customer. So there you have it. 5 shifts you need to make in order to move from tactician marketer to a visionary marketer. To recap, you need to shift from creating marketing strategies to driving business impact. From controlling the message to galvanizing your network. From incremental improvements to pervasive innovation. From managing marketing investments to inspiring marketing excellence. And finally, from an operational focus to a relentless customer focus. That's it for this week. I hope you have an amazing week. Please go buy the book. It just might make the difference into you transforming your company. I'm Steve Cunningham, and we are proud to read it for you.